10:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. It was good to see you and your husband last night at the VFW.
It was, yes. We enjoy those ladies. Just they can make a hamburger and cheeseburger taste like homemade, and we like to go out and support them, and they're lovely ladies. And as I was thinking also, it's a dinner I didn't have to cook last night, so it's a treat for me also.
Yeah, I'm all for that. So, yeah, they do a great job. So it's always fun to see all sorts of folks out there. So
yes. Oh, yes. I sat down with a classmate that we see each other often, but we just had the nicest conversation and went down memory lane. And, it was very nice evening. So here we are, ready to move on and talk about animals and events and just small town activities going on all the time. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. So fill us in on what we have this week. You got any adoptions to let us know about?
I do. In fact, we had 22 adoptions in the month of February. So we need to all be doing a happy dance, because that's remarkable. And the season is changing. As we all know, spring brings on lots of baby animals, and kittens and puppies are precious, but they need homes once they're here on Earth, and that's not always a good situation. So I encourage everyone, if you have a young animal at your house, cat or dog, and you've not had it spayed or neutered, please do so. And we have found out, we've had, as I said, so many adoptions that the area veterinarians are kind of backlogged, and it's taking us quite a few days to get them in to be spayed and neutered. And they, if they're old enough to be spayed or neutered, they cannot leave the shelter. So that means the shelter is kind of full with animals that ought to be home. You know, they ought to be in their new home. So I would also caution you about that, too, that if it's something you've been thinking about, you might want to call your veterinarian and get your appointment made, because they seem to be very busy already. So spay and neutering is good for the animal. It's a healthy situation, and it just, if the shelter were become empty one of these days, that would be a wonderful, wonderful day. So let's hope that happens one of these days.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah, it is a busy time of year and that sort of thing. And I think I was at the vet yesterday just picking up some of the stuff, the heartworm and everything for my dog. Mm-hmm. And I saw one of your people over there is bringing a dog in. And I think, according to Facebook, it looked like she maybe was going to adopt that dog.
Yes, so we just had one of our new employees fell in love with Jojo. Jojo's been there a long time, and she wants to adopt. So that's one of the situations we're talking about. She's kind of having a hard time getting him in, and he's a big boy. He's a bigger dog, so we'd really like to get him out and let him have that large yard that she's offering. But you just have to wait your turn. But
yep.
That was one of our happy stories. But we also had, we've had all the puppies. Remember the 10 puppies that we've had? We're down to two little girls. That's all that's left out of that litter, and they're still only 11 weeks old. They're cute as they can be. And we also have the two little white pit bull puppies that are female, also still available. So, and those puppies could go home with you as soon as you adopt them, because they are too young to be spayed or neutered. And then the state of Kansas requires you to leave a $30 deposit on top of your adoption fee. And once that animal is spayed or neutered, you get your $30 back. The problem we have with the other dogs that have been adopted, they need to leave the shelter as an altered dog. So that's why we can't just go ahead and ask for a deposit on them. The state says, nope, if they're old enough to be fixed, then they can't leave.
Hmm.
So anyway, back to the adoptions. I keep getting sidetracked, don't I? We had Dove, Cupid, Nova, Heart, Dexter, French Fry, Medea, and Sabrina, all found forever homes. So, I mean, that's a mouthful, and I love it that I can say, yes, we had all these adoptions. Speaking of available dogs, we now have Scooter. He's now our longest resident. He is a 2-year-old male Catahoula cross. He came to us with three other dogs who had been left tied to a pole in a backyard with no apparent care. However, someone found out, called in animal control, and the animals had been brought to us. He's an absolutely amazing dog, despite from the background he came from. He's super charming, has a great personality. He gets along with all the other shelter dogs that we've introduced him to. he's one of the dogs that got to go on doggy date a few weeks ago. People had nothing but wonderful things to say about him. They just said he was delightful. They enjoyed their time with him, and he seemed to enjoy the day out. He is also one of our dogs that's fully sponsored, meaning the adoption fee has been paid for by someone else. So come check out Scooter. We have King. King is a 2-year-old male pit bull cross. He has also been at the shelter with us for quite a while, and no one has seemed to even kind of taken any interest in him. So we just need to get his face out there and his great, great qualities. He is a large dog. He would need someone to teach him some manners. And you know, not that he's bad, but he, like when you're walking him on the leash, he pulls, needs to learn how to sit, just the basic things. He needs someone to spend some time with him learning to do those. He does love to be outside. He knows how to play fetch. And he is also fully sponsored. And then we have Fluffy. Fluffy is a male, about a year old Akita cross. He's a fun dog and extremely playful. He likes to be outside, and when he's out, he greets everyone with just the back end of his body is just a wiggle. He just wiggles and happy to see everybody. He's full of energy. He would thrive in a home with a good-sized yard that he could run and play in, and also with an owner that's an active person and that would appreciate an adventurous partner. His adoption fee is $100, and that covers the parvo, distemper, vaccine, a round of deworming, and his neuter. So those are the three stars of the show today. And then the cats, knock on wood, this is great. We currently only have 2 cats available. And we have Slim Jim, which I've spoken about him before. He's handsome. He's a 3 to 4-year-old male orange tabby. He's large, beautiful. He's got these big, beautiful, round jaws and a meow to match, nice, loud meow. He has been with us for quite a while. He's seen a lot of the cats go, and here he is. So he's ready for his turn to get out and have a nice home. He's kind of shy. He likes to hide. We have these little huts, little kind of like a little stool-looking thing in each of the cats. Cages and allow them so they can jump up and they can play and, you know, so they do get a little bit of exercise. Well, he just prefers to hide under his. He's not into exercise, but he's still beautiful and he's looking for his forever home. Second cat is Tinkerbell. Well, none of us can believe that she is still with us. She's gorgeous. She is a gorgeous gray long-haired. She is beautiful. She loves to be loved on, a little shy at first, but warms up quickly. She is only 1 to 2 years old, and she just needs to get out and be able to sit on somebody's window sill this time of year and start watching the birds outside. And her adoption fee is $75. So those are the animals I'm speaking about today. Remind everyone, go to CFA on Facebook, and we update it weekly to show you all the great animals that are available. And also, if you've lost your pet, remember to go to our website because we have, you know, we're quick to put them on there. So, you know, look who just came to the shelter. Does this belong to anyone? So we try to be really quick about getting their faces back out. So always remember to check with the shelter. And we have a great year coming up this weekend. It's going to be this Sunday. And, again, it shows small community support. It is at the Bill Pub and Grill. It is an adoption event and pool tournament. This event will take place from 11:30 in the morning till 7 in the evening, with the pool tournament beginning at 2:30. Oxana and I talked about it yesterday, and we may not have the animals out there the whole time. That's kind of a long day. It can be stressful sometimes. So if you're interested in looking at some of the dogs that are up for adoption, you might want to come out earlier in the day and not wait till that later evening time. We'll have adoptable animals there. The running is special. The special for the day will be club sandwich, chips, and a pickle. All proceeds from the pool tournament and anyone that purchased the special of the day will go towards the shelter. This is kind of exciting for us. We've not done anything like this for a while, and we're just glad to get out and get in the community and get our name and the animals out there. So if you'd like to stop by and say hi to us on Sunday, please do. The shelter will be closed because we'll all be out there at the Bill taking care of the animals and things. And at the shelter, we will, of course, be there during the day just to clean and feed, but it won't be open to the public. So come out to the Bill on Sunday and see some lovely animals, have a nice sandwich, and and bought some good poodles. Donations. We're still in need for some large dog toys. They're a little bit sturdier, is why we say large dog toys. The little ones that come in for the puppies and things, they don't last too long, but if we hand them to the large dogs, they last no time. So some large dog toys, bleach, and some kitten and puppy dry food, and blankets are something that we're kind of running short on right now. And our hours, we're there Monday through Friday from 5 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday, we are there from 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. I believe it's in working order at this time. And then Facebook, of course, CSA. We are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant on County Road, right before you get to South Hospital. So, again, everyone, thank you again for all the support we've gotten in the past. And if you're wanting something to do Sunday, come out to the deal and enjoy a fun afternoon there.
All right, Becky. Well, that's going to be a great event. I hope we have a good turnout there. And it's really neat. Do you know how long this event has been going on for the pool for Paws?
I think this is the first time
okay.
they've done it.
Well, that's awesome. That's great. So I really hope it's a success, and that's a really cool idea.
Yes, and maybe it'll be an annual thing. But we've tried different things like the chili bowl, and it worked for a few years. COVID kind of put that to the side, and then it's hard to, once you lose your volunteers and support group in a certain area, it seems like it's very difficult to get them back. So that's kind of what happened to that. But yes, we're looking forward to this, and we appreciate the people reaching out, just businesses reaching out. Oksana had put on Facebook this week that she bought some of those little plastic containers you can throw your change in, after you purchase something. We've got Coffeeville Feed, Hershey's, I want to say Orslin's, if she's going to talk to them, but I know Hershey's and Coffeeville Feed have agreed to, and Style Wagon in South Coffeeville, she does the grooming. She has a box for us. So Oksana went around the other day just to see, to pick up any money. We had $60, and we were just thrilled. I mean, that's
wow.
just people, yes, just throwing their change in there, and it's wonderful. That goes right to the animals. And, if we don't get the toys that we need, well, we'll just go out and buy the toys with that money. That's the cool thing about this. But, just again, business is supporting the community. We appreciate it.
That is wonderful. Well, Becky, as always, we appreciate all the work that you all are doing over there, and it's just great. Hope this event goes well on Sunday. And, I'm so glad that good to talk to you again here, and I look forward to chatting again next week.
Right, and I hope I have a great report next week.
Okay, we'll look forward to it. That's great.
All right, take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You have a good one, Becky. That is Becky Barnhart here, Coffeeville Friends of Animals on the Mighty 690. Always good to hear her update. We're going to be back to open line here in mere moments, so keep it right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.